USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that, for the first time, recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeals court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." End quote. Two-time U.S. Olympic basketball gold medalist Brittany Griner arrived in a court near Moscow on Friday wearing a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt. Her trial starts today after Russian officials claim she had cannabis oil in her luggage in February. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reiterated that Griner is wrongfully detained, but would not disclose what has been done to secure her release. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The question of vaccine safety reappears. According to data published by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, the number of Americans with disabilities suddenly increased last year from 30 million to 32.7 million people. An Israeli study this week showed some of the COVID vaccines lowered semen counts in men by roughly 15% a year after the injection. Let's get a Uvalde, Texas mass shooting update with Tim Berg.
A special city council meeting happened in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor Don McLaughlin says they're being frozen out by the district attorney, who is refusing to release information about the investigation.
She's the person that's holding all the keys to the kingdom. She's the one that's telling everybody they can't talk, but yet she'll go in the press and say, "I don't have an investigation going on."
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who is also a city councilman, wasn't there.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow,
and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare.
Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
The U.S. Marshal's Office is reporting the woman suspected of fatally shooting an elite cyclist, Anna Wilson, in Texas because of a love triangle, has been captured in Costa Rica. Caitlin Marie Armstrong was found Wednesday at a hostel in Santa Teresa Beach. Republican Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona is part of the Border Caucus. He tells Newsmax immigration numbers will grow exponentially now that the Supreme Court has ruled that the Remain in Mexico policy may expire. This and President Biden's open border policy will do very little to stop illegal immigration.
These cartels are and human smugglers, they're very sophisticated. They advertise. And this is going to go out like a wildfire through the human smuggling and trafficking environment. And you're going to see an increase because people will say, well, we don't have to wait anymore. The Biden administration had already emasculated, so the actual practical effect will be almost nil. But the deterrence effect was so important because people thought, well, they might still be stuck in Mexico because Biden was, last month he did 1,600 people under MPP. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to see an acceleration. Almost like if you got rid of Title 42, maybe not as dramatic as Title 42 when and if that goes away, but it will be an acceleration of people coming to the border because that will be a new advertising point, marketing point for these very sophisticated human traffickers that we call cartels.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.